是欢迎每一位。
Welcome you all again.
今天是大家的一起的一口有聚餐。
So later on, we're gonna have a potluck together later.
所以大家出去的时候带一些椅子出去，帮着大家把那个桌子也摆一下。
So on your way out, please take a chair so that we can set up the table.
你的奉献呢，随时可以带到你的十一奉献，其他的奉献都可以带在放在你的盒子里。
You can drop off your
tithe
and offering anytime in the box. So, welcome you, all the new and
the
young.
大家知道不知道，当我们在敬拜的时候，其实天使在这里。
Do you know that while you are worshiping, the angels are with us?
多少人看见过天使？
How many of you have seen angels before?
其实我没看见过天使，我看见过撒旦。
I never seen angels before, but I saw Satan.
撒旦肯定跟我面对面。
I actually face to face with Satan.
但是有人看到天使。
But people do see angels.
我们以前有一个小小的姐妹，六岁拉小提琴。
So we used to have a little girl who plays violin.
她每次拉小提琴时，她眼睛看着前面这样。
So every time she plays violin, she looks forward.
为什么你眼睛一直看着她？
Why do you always look?
她说很多天使在那边。
Because I see angels dancing, worshiping with us.
好多人来看到这个天使，天使
跟我们一起敬拜。So a lot
of people see angels. Angels are worshiping with us. 那有时候我们没看见，不代表他不在这
里。Sometimes even we don't see, it doesn't mean that the angels are not here.
那我相信我们教会是圣所喜悦的教会。
I believe our church is a pleasing church to God.
从我的心里面，我知道是非常喜悦我们的教会。
From my heart, I knew that God is pleased with me.
那虽然我们的敬拜就有时候就这带领敬拜就两个人。
Even though sometimes we only have two people leading the worship.
那我们在座的也是就是二十个二三十个人。
And among us is only 20 or 30 of us.
但是神喜悦我们的教会。
But God is pleased with us.
我非常清楚。
I know that clearly.
非常非常的清楚，神喜悦我们的教会。
I know that very clearly that God is.
那其中一个原因呢，就是说神拣选了我们。
One of the reasons is that God has tested us.
神在过去也试炼了。
And in the past, God has tested us.
你知道神试炼你是有福的吗
？Do you know that it's a blessing for to be tested by God?
神试炼你，因为他的眼睛在你身上。
He wants to test you because His eyes are upon you.
如果神不管你的话，多么的可怜。
If God doesn't want anything to do with you, how pitying would that be?
你发现父母好多时候呢管孩子，有时候孩子说的，哎呀，怎么老管我呢？
You know, a lot of times as parents would like to discipline our children, and children may get upset.
Yeah, 该了。喂，我要离开你们，我要去到外面，不要管我。
I want to leave home. I don't want to under your control.
你见过没有人管的孩子
？Have you seen the children without？
我跟你讲，这个世界上好多人希望别人管他一下。
Do you know that a lot of people want someone to take care of them, to discipline them？
但是没人管。
But no one is there to care for
them。就讲到我的好多的房客。
Talking about a lot of my tenants。
那天我跟着牧师分享一些那边发生的一些事情。
I was talking to my pastor about things that were happening。In my house,
tenants. 他们自己打架，但是老要我去管。
So the tenants, a lot of times they will have a conflict, but they want me to go and solve the problem.
星期五我那些牧师聚会，一个老牧师讲说，其实他们就把你当父母一样。
So I was telling my pastors in a Friday night meeting, and my pastor told me because they treat you as their parents.
最后想想，真的。
And I think about it, which is true.
他们希望有人管他们。那神呢，在管我们的教会。
So God is taking care of our church.
管我们一个人。
Taking care of each of you.
那中文呢，有管教两个字，神在管教我们。
So in Chinese we say discipline.
所以就说这个是有福的。
So it's a blessing.
因为神的眼睛在我们身上。
Because God's eyes are upon us.
我真的感谢神，在过去的很多年一直管教我。
I really grateful that in the past many years, God has been disciplining me.
那到今天，我觉得真的主就是我的朋友，我是他的朋友。
Until this day, I know that Jesus is my friend, and I am a friend of His.
我每一天都在跟他同行。
So every day I'm walking with Him.
做任何的事情的时候，我都说：“哎呀，神啊，谢谢你，谢谢。”
So in everything that I do, I always give gratitude to God.
你这么爱我。
Thank you for so loving me.
我愿意做任何的事情来荣耀。
I want to do everything to glorify you.
那真的，他就是我的朋友。
Yes, He is my friend.
那圣经上简单就说了。他不再称门徒为仆人，他要称那些门徒为朋友。
So in the scripture it says he will no longer call the servants as servants, but call them as friends.
他特别对他的使徒们这样讲。
Especially to his disciples.
他让对使徒们这样讲，也是在给我们讲。
So when he talking to disciples, he's also talking to us.
他也是知道很多人就要成为他的朋友。
He knows a lot of us will becoming his friends.
我相信我们教会一个一个都要成为他的朋友。
And I believe each and every one of us will becoming his friends.
因为耶稣讲，他说仆人不知道主人所做的事，但是朋友知道朋友所做的事。
The Bible says the servant does not know the heart of the Lord, but the friend will know.
The friends.
The friends.
所以就是神会把他的心意启示给每一个人。
So God will reveal His heart to us.
就是说，他在呼召我们每一个人呢，在成为他的朋友。
So He's calling each of us to become His friend.
当然也是仆人。
And also as a servant as well.
我们在服侍的时候是仆人。
So when we're serving, we are a servant.
那当我服侍主的时候呢，我们也有能听的。要受服才能服侍的好。
So if we want to serve, we need to have an ear that can listen and a heart that will submit to Him so that we can serve.
他毕竟是创造天地的主。
He is the creator.
他不是你，也不是我。他不是你，也不是我。
He's not you and He's not me.
他不是随随便便的一个人。
He's not just an ordinary person.
所以我们心中敬畏。
So we have to have the awe in our heart.
神呢会不断的加给大家信心呢，越来越明白他的心意。
So God will increase your faith so that we will know His heart.
不断的心在他的心意当中。
And also walking with Him.
你经历他，就变成了一个每一天的事情。
So the journey with Him will become a daily experience.
我也感谢主，这其实就是也是我们新教会的传承。
And I thank God that this is also an inheritance of us, of the church of Christ.
我们的老一辈也是一直不断跟上同行。
So our older generation has been walking with God.
在我们的教会母堂，我们中间的神迹其实很多。
So in our mother church, we have a lot of signs and wonderings happening.
那今天在我们中间也是。
And also among our church today.
你会不断的来经历。
And you will continue to experience that.
那今天呢，我们要讲那个马太福音第六章。
So it's going to turn to Matthew chapter 6.
最近好多人在谈论这一章。
A lot of people are talking about this chapter.
我在神的面前等候的时候，我觉得也要讲这一章。
So when I was waiting for the Lord, and I also wanted to talk about this scripture.
因为这一讲呢讲到人的需要。
Because this chapter talks about the needs of our human life.
也是讲到不要忧虑。
And also talk about do not worry about tomorrow.
这里讲到金钱。
And they also talk about money.
那也讲到祷告。
And also talked about prayer.
讲到进食。
And fasting.
讲到给予别人。
And also giving to others.
所以讲到很多的东西。
So he talks about a lot of things.
那耶稣讲到的时候呢，你发现好多时候好像。讲到不如我们好。
So when you listen to the things that Jesus said, sometimes may not fit into what you wanted to hear.
我是开玩笑。那我跟你讲呢，就你读耶稣的东西呢，你发现上下文都搞不清楚哪个地方是 transition。
So when you read about Jesus, a lot of things that they say you do not know, like what's happening. Yeah, talk to the bottom. Sometimes it just goes like that way.
我可能比较接近耶稣，因为我说话的时候是跳跃的。
I probably closer to Jesus because sometimes I like to jump topics.
Joking.我在上工程学的时候呢，写文章以后，这成绩很差。
So while in the theology seminary, yeah. So a lot of time when I write my essays, I didn't get a good grade.
Because 那个 TA 呢，就说助教呢，他说你写文章呢，这个上下文没有过渡不清楚。一个东西突然出现就到另外一个地方。
Because the TA says I do not have a transition in my essays, and I will jump from topic to topic.
所以我要重新的去学习。
So I have to learn again.
特别是英文的。
Especially in English.
因为我的第一语言是中文，第二语言是英文，另外是理科学理科的人用公式思考。
Because my first language obviously is Mandarin, and the second is English, and then I also as a physician, so I learn a lot of thinking is in logic.
Science is use formulas, not in language.
So 我们就是用那个方程，不是用语言。
所以我们读到耶稣的东西的时候呢，你发现怎么一会讲祷告，一会讲禁食，一会讲是不要四顾马虎，一会讲不要犹豫。
So when you listen to Jesus.Sometimes we say the prayer and then jump to the topic of money and then serving God or mammon.
但是呢，耶稣肯定有他的道理。
But I believe there's a logic behind what Jesus said.
那我们先把它读一遍，好吧？我们来读一遍以后呢，我们再根据我的感动来。
So we'll just go through chapter 6, Matthew chapter 6.
大家仔细来读，因为这是神的话。
So we'll read carefully because this is the word of God.
你们要小心，不可见上次新在人的面前，故意叫他们看不见。用说英文的话，你直接读那边就可以。
So English is really
fun. 若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐。所以你施舍的时候，不可在你们前面吹号，像那假冒为善的人，在会堂里和街道上所行的。故意要得人的荣耀，我实在告诉你们，他们一定得了他们的赏赐。你施舍的时候，不要叫左手知道右手所做的，要叫你施舍的事心在暗中。你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒伪善的人，爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们一定得了他们的赏赐。你们祷告的时候，要进你的内屋关上门。祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答。你们祷告不可像外邦人，用许多重复的话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。你们不可笑话他，因为你们没有祈求一些，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道。所以你们祷告有这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿门。你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯；你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。你们进食的时候，不可像那假冒伪善的人，脸上带着愁容，因为他们把脸弄得难看，故意叫人看出他们是进食。我实在告诉你们。他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你进食的时候要梳头洗脸，不叫人看出你进食来。只要叫你暗中的父看见，你父在暗中查看，必然报答。不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能嗅坏，也有贼把窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能嗅坏，也没有贼把窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里？你的心也在哪里？眼睛就是身上的灯。你的眼睛若了亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若红化，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大！一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶者和爱那个，就是重者和敬那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马。所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么、喝什么；为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活他们，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？ 那么哪一个能用词对此受受多加一刻呢？何必为一扇琉璃呢？那些女帝的百合花怎么长起来，它也不老不不防线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门其荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一多呢。你们这小心的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要犹豫，说吃什么喝什么穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们虚荣的这一切动机，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求神的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的忧虑一天当就够了。我相信马太福音呢，好多人读过很多遍。这些经文也很熟悉。
And a lot of the verses may be familiar to
you. 但是在我们新出来的时候呢？
But when we're practicing it.
好多时候发现比较难。
Okay,
那对我来说也是一样，这个马太福音第六章我读过很多遍很多遍很多遍。
For me as well, I read many times on this chapter.
为什么读很多遍呢？
Why did I read so many times?
因为我发现听起来很难。
Because I know it's hard to practice.
所以不断读，读的时候神在你的帮助。
So I continue to read it and then asking God's help.
因为我相信神的话就是神的话。
Because I believe God's word, our God's word. I cannot go around it.
但是神的话也一定是祝福。
And I believe God's word is a blessing.
那在这个过程里面就不断的祷告。
So on this journey, I kept on praying.
不断的求神帮助。
And I kept on asking God for help.
不断的经历。
And I continue to experience Him.
那其实这里讲的呢，耶稣讲的就是我们基本的需要，天父都是知道的。
Says our basic need, God knows it.
就是说，其实不需要祷告。
So indeed, do not need to pray about
your
basic need.
那我们前几次讲到不同的祷告。
Last few times we talked about different kind of prayers.
以后也会讲祷告。
And we'll continue to talk about prayer later.
我们讲到呢，那个撒母耳的母亲哈拿的祷告，就是倾心吐意，心里面苦，要求一个儿子。
So we talked about Samuel's mom, Hannah.She prayed and said a cry out to God for a son.
那另外我们讲到路加福音十八章有一个瘸寡妇呢，抓着这个光呢要把绳子就是死缠赖脖的一种祷告。
So also on Luke chapter 18, we talk about a widow who cried out to God to the judge day and night for right judgment.
那有时候我们需要这种祷告，就是说。
So a lot of times we need this kind of prayer to pray to him day and night and asking him for justice. But some of the prayers God said you do not need to worry about that.
就是那些我们常常在祷告的东西。
Are those things that you usually pray about?
神说你不需要祷告。
God says you do not need to pray about it.
吃什么穿什么喝什么，他说你不需要祷告。
Where things that you need to eat.
你是不是觉得挺奇怪？
Is it strange to you?
可能我们好多的时间都花在为这些事情祷告。
A lot of times we spend most of our time praying about these things.
神说你不需要的。
And God said you do not need to pray about this.
也不要重复祷告。
You do not need to repeat praying about this.
你可能经过有人教导人要怎么重复的要唱，重复的要祷告，怎么样来这个要打动神的心，神说不需要的。
You may hear preachers talk about continually to repeat your prayers and asking about certain things, but indeed you do not need to repeat your prayers on this.
那这里简单的就是说你要怎么做呢？你要怎么做？就是说耶稣就讲了，就是把这些东西都展开在众人的面前，就是说怎么祷告，怎么进食，怎么样来施予。
So, Jesus has talked about like open up our prayer so that we know how to pray and what to pray.
那为什么讲到这个祷告的时候要关上你的门，进到内室祷告呢？
Why does he say you have to close the door so that you can pray in the dark room, dark chamber itself?
那个时候有好多法利赛人们，他们喜欢表现他们属灵。
So back then, a lot of Pharisees they like to present themselves.
Yes, spiritual, more spiritual than others. 所以他们希望让别人看到他们是很有属灵的一群。
Yeah, they want others to see them as spiritual leaders.
所以耶稣在这里呢告诉大家，就是不需要的，你不要让人看见。
So Jesus said you do not need to do that. You don't want other people to see you in that kind of.
人看见的时候呢，人就给你赏赐了，你从父那里得不到赏赐。
Because when people see you, you get a reward from people. Then you will get a reward from God.
所以你听了这句话的时候，以后祷告会人都不来了，因为不让人看见。
So when you hear about this, you may not want to attend a prayer meeting later on because you don't want people to see you praying.
那耶稣不是这个意思。
No, this is not what Jesus is talking about.
就是我们的心里面呢，我们不是要人看见。
But Jesus saying that in our heart we do not want glory from man. We don't want.
我们的心就是对着上帝。
So our heart is only to God.
讲到施舍的时候也是一样，不要要人看见。
And also talk about giving, the same principle. You don't want people to see when you give.
所以以后奉献的时候呢，谁都看不见。
So when you give, nobody will see.
事实上，我在感谢主的时候，我奉献，我就是这样做的，我不让谁都不让看见。
So when I became a first became a believer, I was like that. I don't want people to see me giving.
那时候挣钱也不多。
I don't make a lot.
我就献礼奉献。
So I pay by cash.
我说不要让我的名字出现。
So I don't want my name to be on the envelope.
后来这个做账的这个长老，他有一次讲话，他好像就指责我对我很不满，不奉献。
So the elders who made the accounting, once he was quite upset with me because he thinks that I do not give.
我也没这样。
But I didn't care.
那我就说，神这样说，我就这样做。
Because I did what God says.
那事实上是这样，你如果不要人知道呢，神的赏赐你是非常清楚。
So indeed it's true. Like if you don't want other people to see you to do that, then God will reward you.
我也讲过我很多很多的见证，今天不需要讲。
And then I also talked about a lot of my testimonies, but I'm not going to repeat it today.
那这里也讲到禁食。
The chapter also talk about fasting.
为什么人要禁食？
Why do we have to fast?
他就说有些需要，我就是来到神的面前，要来摔跤，要来一定要得着。
So some of our needs we just have to come in front of God to wrestle with Him.
所以要禁食祷告。
So we have to fast.
或者是为自己的需要。
Sometimes for our own needs.
或者是为了家人。
Or for our family.
有的人为我们的国家。
Sometimes for our nation.
所以就是要神来，神来工作。
So we want God to work within us.
那耶稣为什么又讲说你不要积攒财宝在这个地上呢？
So Jesus also talked about to not store up treasures on earth.
那这个跟这个祷告啊、给予啊、后面的这个先求他的国有什么关系呢？
Does it have anything to do with prayer, fasting, and then?
因为上帝太清楚末世的人的需要是什么。
Because Jesus knows too well that in the end times what our needs will be.
人所担心的是什么？
And what our worries are.
人所追求的是什么？
And what are we after?
因为现在人肯定有一个观念，就是我做什么事情都需要钱。
So right now we have this mentality, everything that we do, we need money.
这已经根深蒂固。
And it's deep down within us.
而事实上，神做事情现在的世界也会通过钱。
And Jesus also will work using money as a tool in the next days.
那他弟兄姐妹，就是我们仔细的想的时候呢，人所需要的并不是钱。
When you think about it, the thing that we need is not money.
人所需要的，像耶稣这里面，你需要什么？生命，第一个是生命。
But Jesus said the first thing you need is.
啊，这里他讲就是说，这个不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗
？Because it says, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will be wearing.
也就是说，人所需要的第一个是生命。
So the first thing we need is life.
第二个是身体。
And then our body.
下面是吃什么喝什么。
And also.Eating, drinking,
下面是衣裳，衣裳包括住的
，including our house.
这些是不是一定要金钱
？Are these all needed by money?
现在因为我们已经习惯了，在这个社会上用作没有金钱买不来这个。
right now we are kind of used to it because without money we cannot do any of these.
所以我们一想到需要，就和金钱必然的挂钩。
So when we think about our needs, it always associated with money.
事实上，人所需要的并不是金钱，人所需要的是他需要的东西。
But
他需要生命。
But what we need is not money. It's the things that we need for our life. We need life.
他需要身体。
We need body.
他需要吃喝
we need to eat.
他需要衣裳
we need to have clothes wear.
他不需要金钱
But we do not need money.
但是我这样讲的时候你发现王炳龙最后还是金钱他们的金钱
But you, when you think about it, you say, oh, pastor, that's not right, it's still money.
为什么不这样讲呢？因为我们把这两个分不开。
Why do we think that? Because we kind of put them into a poorequation, money.
这也就是为什么耶稣需要讲不能侍奉马门又侍奉神，因为我们现在已经把马门跟我们的生命连在一起。
That's why the Bible says we cannot serve mammon or God, because right now we are money and the mammon is the same.
那，你知道你的生命不是说金钱能换来的。
Do you know that you cannot redeem your life with money?
你的身体不是你的金钱换来的吗？
And do you know that your health, your body cannot be redeemed with your with money?
那我给你讲这个例子，你可能听了听了啊，可以开你的眼界，但是你可能就是不一定是属于你的。
So I can give you some examples. It might open up your eyes, but may not be your own testimony.
我认识两个牧师，什么夫人。
I know two pastors, servants of God.
当然，他们非常的爱主。
They love God.
一个是 Pastor Cavalli， 你知不认识的。
One is Pastor Cavalli.
他非常非常爱主，从非洲来到这个地方，在窝里那个地方，签个十几年服侍。
So he came from Africa. He's serving in Wali.
他服侍呢，服侍，他就尽心的服侍呢，也服侍到不同的人。
So he was serving the God, serving God, and then serving to different ministers to different people.
有一个老年人就送给了他一栋房子。
So one of the older man, gave him a house as a gift.
你说这个不是给我的，那是像这样子，太爱这个富人，我还没有那么那个，对不对
？So you may say, okay, he's a loving servant of God, so I'm not up to that standard.
但是我只是告诉你，就是这个东西，他神可以不通过金钱来做。
So I'm just telling you, God can use things without using money, you know, with different
strategies. 他那个房子大概那个时候十年前是六七十万的房子。
So 10 years ago, the house was about 600,000.
我还认识另外一个牧师在 Kansas City， 他一个先知 ，OK。
So I also know a pastor in Kansas City.
人也就给他一栋房子。
And then a person also gave him a house.
我知道 Kenny Lowian Y1 的创始人也是神，是给他一个商人说神感动他一定要给他房子，而且在游泳池这方面的。
So and also another pastor who
Kenny.
Okay, so someone also gave him a house, including swimming pool. In the house.
那这些呢，就是神要做的，你神会做事情，可能通过钱，也可能。不一定通过钱。
So God will do things either through money or not through money.
神可以给你工作。
God can give you the job.
神也可以给你钱。
God can also give you money.
神也不一定用钱就给你你所需要的东西。
And sometimes without giving you money, God will give you whatever is in your desire.
但是我们要非常清楚我们需要什么。
But you have to know what you want.
我们追求的是什么
？What are you after?
那为什么耶稣一定要把这个钱和神对立起来？
Then why Jesus wanna align money with
opposite to God? 他说你不能既侍奉神，又侍奉金钱财力。
It says you cannot serve money and God.
那我们讲到这里，你说那我们都不要挣钱了。
And then now you say, okay, now we don't need to make money.
王明牧师，你站在这里点是不是也有点虚假？你成天搞什么房产的事给你这？
So Pastor Bing, when you stand here, are you talking contradiction to your
Are you a hypocrite?
Hypocrite, because Pastor Bing also has properties, right?
那怎么知道你的神是钱还是神？
So how do you know whether your God is money or your God?
那耶稣就讲到，这里讲到他们奉献怎么奉献的。
So that's why Jesus talked about how do you give.
那所以这是耶稣讲的，你要 give， 你什么就 give， 不要让人看见。
So you give without people seeing you doing it。
这里当然讲到第一个，一个是给神的，这是十一的奉献。
And one of it is the tithe and offering, the 10%。
那不需要人看见。
You don't need people to see。
那是神的主权。
That's God's authority。
你也不知道神让这教会怎么使用，自己没有主动权。
So you do not have the authority to know how God is going to use that money, the 10%.
So you 把权柄交给了神。
So you give your own authority to God.
那另外也有就是你可能要施舍给穷人啊，你要去施舍出去。
And also a portion would be you would like to give to the poor, to the needy.
那那个也是对你一个试炼。
And that will also be a testing for you.
所以人的神是。谁是金钱还是上帝呢？在这个施舍的时候，人就知道了。
So whether your God is money or Jesus, you will see it through the way that they give.
所以这些东西呢，就是我们祷告的每一个人。我们今天是不是要让人感觉到被定罪或者什么？我知道很多人目前还没做到十一奉献。
So we are the message is not to condemn anybody because I know a lot of people haven't been able to.
但是呢，神就说会加给我们的信心，让我们来经历他。
But God will increase our faith and experience Him.
不断的来经历他。
And continue to experience Him.
那神就会不断的来加给。
And God will continue to give it to you.
加给你的可能是金钱。
So He might give you the money that.
因为这是关乎你需要的。
Because it associates.
关乎你儿女需要的。
Also.About the needs of your children.
但是你的心是不是被他捆绑
？But is your heart bound to money?
啊，这是神所关心。
That's the thing that God cares about.
为什么？当一个人的心被金钱所捆绑的时候呢
？So when we are bound to money, our heart is bound to money.
在重要的时刻，他听不见神的声音。
So in a crucial time, the heart will not be able to listen to.
你知道现在是末世吗？有很多的事情会发生在这个世
界。A lot of things will happen.
神要保护你。
The God wants to protect you.
你怎么听神的声音
？How do you listen to the voice of God?
那今天能够，我们就要来顺服圣经的诫。
So the first thing is you still obey what is written in the scripture.
那当我们不愿意去顺服的时候呢，就很难说神说，今天你赶紧离开你的那个地方，赶紧去那个地方，因为这里要发生灾难。
So because if you do not submit, and when God says, "Okay, today you have to leave this place," then you will not be able.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们这个是我们的上帝。
Because the earthly thing is our God.
记得罗德的妻子吗？
Remember Lot's wife.
罗德的妻子，圣经上讲的那个神把硫磺和火从天上降下来，要是。灭掉索多玛和哥摩拉的时候呢，让罗德带着家人赶快逃命。
So remember the story of Lot when the family was running away from Sodom and Gomorrah when the sulfur came down from heaven.
那后来呢？圣经上就讲罗德的妻子呢就回头。
So in the Bible says the Lot's wife turned her head.
所以就最后变成了一个梁柱。
So she became a pillar.
那现在呢？考古学家发现那个地方真的有很多的梁柱。
So the archaeologists now found a lot of pillars in the Sodom and Gomorrah.
因为火山爆发的时候呢，那个灾难大概是火山爆发。火山爆发的时候呢，就是一些这个树木啊什么的，火山一浇，它就绕着那个就变成那个形状。
So it probably destroyed by the volcano. So when the volcano erupts, so the lava and the sulfur so turn a lot of trees into a pillar.
那罗德的妻子呢就变成这样。
So as Lot's wife.
那个回头不仅仅是这样，回了一下头。
So turning her head is not turn and turn.
那个古蒙的人回头呢，就像中蒙的回头，往前走啊，莫回头。
So the return is same as the old Chinese saying that when you return, actually return, turn back and walking back.
就是回头呢，他留恋过去的东西。
Because she returned her head and longing for the thing that was in the past.
因为罗德的妻子呢，我相信就是好多东西舍不下。
So I believe, for Lot's wife, there are a lot of things that she can't leave behind.
Oh, 我的牛，我的牛。
Oh, my cow, my cow.
啊，拼命拉牛啊。
So she might dragging a cattle with a cow.
这牛就不走了。
The cattle won't leave.
我说，哎呦，我的那个金首饰。
Oh, and my jewelry.
那个钻石。
And my diamond.
100万。
Oh, $1 million diamond.
怎么找不见了？
You find it in my pocket.
撞一下，撞一下。
I saw it out of my bag.
所以在这
边
回头。
So this is called turning her head. So there was no time for her.
这就变成了
羊驼。And she became a pillar.
那我们到真遇到过一个邻居，就是类似的事情发生。
So I know a neighbor, similar things that happened to them.
就讲到这个地上啊，有贼头啊，这个虫子咬。
So we talk about on the earth there are moth and rust will destroy and then also thief will come and steal.
所以我们如果眼力在这也不一定从得住。
So if our eyes are on those and those things may disappear as well.
因为这个人呢，就是我们比如说敲他，有就撤了邻居敲门，敲门的时候后来发现他的门背后藏了一把大刀。
So it's my neighbor, so we, a lot of times we're knocking on the door, and the little one found out behind the door, she has a big sword, a knife.
她每一次开门的时候，手是按着那把大刀的。
So every time she opens the door, her other hand is holding the knife.
这为什么你放把大刀啊？
So I asked her, why you hold the sword, the knife?
后来她妈妈就告诉我。
And later on, her mother, his mom, her mother.His mom, okay, he's a boy. Yeah, his mother explained.
他说在从越南那边过来的时候呢，他有珠宝这么一大堆。
So when they came from Vietnam, they came with a box of jewels.
是几百万价值，几百万美元价值。
So it was $1 million.
这里藏也不好藏，那里藏也不好，最后包在报纸里面，就把它弄得破破烂烂，放在床底下。
So they don't have a place to hide those jewels, so they wrap them in a newspaper and they put it under the bed.
他说这样藏的话，可能谁也不会认为这是珠宝。
So by this way, probably people wouldn't recognize those valuable jewels.
结果有一天，全家出去锁了门出去，不长时间回来以后，那个东西不见了。
But one day they went out for a while.After they came back, the newspaper underneath were gone.
所以她妈妈讲：“你看我的头发全白。”
And then the mom said, "Look, my hair all turned gray."
可惜了，可惜了。
Oh, so sad to think that was gone.
所以中国人讲：“壳子头发都白了。”
So that's what Chinese are saying that your hair turned gray because of sorrow.
Sorrows. 所以真的就是，真这是真发生的事情，就是说在地上这种。抓不住的东西。
So it's a true story that things cannot you cannot hold onto earthly things.
那我们讲这么多呢，就是神的目的不是说不让我们有金钱，不让我们有这些。
So it's not God's purpose to so it's not on His heart so that you don't have like properties or values or valuable things.
这里面的关键在于第33节，就是你们要先求他的国和他的义。
So we put emphasis on the verse 33. You have to seek for his kingdom first.
他说这些需要的东西呢，都就加给你。
And all those things that you needed will be given to you.
他说你们需要的东西就加给你。
So the things you need will be given to you.
前面他还讲不要像外邦人一样重复祷告。
And he also talked about you know like pagans.Repeating your prayers.
不要以为祷告的话多了，天父就听。
So you don't need to think about like repeating a prayer to bring a prayer into reality.
他说你们要这样祷告。
But you have to pray like this.
我们的天上的父，愿你的名尊为圣。
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
May your will walk on earth as it is in heaven.
那后来也讲到，就是我们要为知用的饮食来赐给我们，祷告知用的饮食赐给我们。
So give us our daily bread.
就是这放在主祷告，就是这是重要的，也要祷告，但不要重复祷告。
So this same Lord's prayer is important, but you don't need to repeat that.
还有讲到什么呢？就是说让我们不要遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
And he also says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
还有讲到免我们的债，不要，就像我们免了人的债。
And also talking about forgive us, send us, we forgive others.
那后面加了一句说，如果你赦免别人的过犯，天父就赦免你的过犯。
And he added, if you forgive other people's mistake, then God will forgive you.
我不知道你喜欢。你看得懂看不懂，这个上下好像不通。
So do you understand my things out of transition?
为什么一会讲到祷告，一会上了你要赦免别人的过犯？
We talk about prayer and then we don't talk about forgive other people's sins.
因为弟兄姐妹，我们都希望我们的祷告能听听，是不是？
You know, because all of us want our prayers to be heard.
那这里讲的呢，就是你的祷告怎么样真正的被听。
So how can your prayers be heard by God?
你要求他的国，求他的义。
Seek his kingdom.
所以他说，愿人们尊你的名为圣。
That's why he said, all hallowed be your name.
所以我们常常祷告，愿耶稣的名得到荣耀。
So we want to pray that make the name of Jesus be glorified.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
So that your will be walk on earth.
那我们也愿意这样去做。
And we want to do it like that way too.
是不是？下面呢讲到你要宽恕人的过犯。
And it says you have to forgive.
他说：“你不宽恕人的过犯，天上的父也不宽恕你。
”If you do not forgive, how can Father forgive you?
不宽恕的话，你的祷告怎么能垂听呢
？If you do not forgive, how can your prayers be heard?
所以这为什么讲到祷告要讲到宽恕
？So that's why you talk about prayer and forgiving.
一讲到祷告，一定要宽恕。
So when you talk about prayer, you have to forgive others.
那这里顺便插一句。
So I want to do a side track here.
你会看到很多这种属灵的有恩赐的人在服侍你的时候呢，很重要的一个，我们在训练和服侍别人的时候，就是有宽恕。就是我们在恩赐里，属灵的恩赐，比如说有做先知的恩赐呀，一定赶鬼的恩赐呀。
So when you are walking in the spiritual anointings, you have to know clearly to know that you have to forgive others.
所以我们如果说一般的人他有一个事情没宽恕的话，我们不让他服侍。
So if you know a person that for some reason he hasn't forgive other people, then he cannot serve.
因为问题很简单，因为他的祷告天父不垂听。
Very simple because his prayer God cannot.
那如果他还在恩赐里面，那他的能力的来源从哪里
？If he's still walking in a spiritual anointing, where does anointing come from?
所以这就比较危险。
So it's dangerous.
所以第一个就是我们在服侍的时候，第一个必须要宽恕。
So when you are serving the Lord, you have to forgive others.
那讲了这么多呢，就是我们就是先求他的国和他的义。
So to sum up, it's to seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
我相信这是一个过程。
And I believe it's a process.
那我好多时候讲我的经历呢，都大家都听懂了。
So a lot of time talking about my own experience, and people may be tired and sick of that.
要听听别人的经历。
So I want.
今天我来听那个 Mary Wong 说你来做个见证。
So initially I asked Mary to come and.
她今天身体不舒服，你就为她祷告。
But she's not feeling well today, so she can't come.
她最近很多的见证。
And she has many testimonies.
我上个星期五就有见证。
Including last Friday.
上个星期五呢，就说他们是 Black Friday 的促销。
So last Black Friday they asked.Her store was doing a sale.
早上就发信息在群里面让我们祷告。
So she sent a prayer request so that we can pray for her.
到晚上呢，其实他们可以做到七八点钟。
So in the evening they can work until 7 or 8 o'clock.
但是呢，他做到六点多，他就来小组聚会。他说什么更重要
？But around 6 she left. She went to a cell group meeting because she put God first. God is more important.
第二天早上呢，他们就公司里面有这个列名单，谁是第一，谁是第二。
So the second day, in her company, they have this list of who made the top sale.
他就发给我。
And she sent it to me.
他就做了个第二名。
She was second.
做了两万四。
So she made 24,000 sales that day.
第一名三万三。
So the top one was 33,000.
事实上呢，他早走。
But because she left early.
另外呢，他把四千块钱的呢分给别人。四千块钱的那个账分给别人。
Okay, she shared her 4,000 sales with the other sales people.
你看这个，他就把这个 list 发给我，他是第二名。
So she sent me the list. She was second.
他做了两万四。
So she made 24,000.
最后一名做了六十块钱。
The last person made.
就是祝福这个人，我不知道是谁。
So the last was only made $60.
你想想这个竞争多厉害是吧？
So imagine the competition.
那另外呢，就是说在他不太喜欢剪，我就说我能不能剪，我要挣钱。
So she doesn't want to share that, but I asked her permission.
还有前一段时间呢，有一个事情发生。
And also a while ago something happened.
类似的事情。
Similar stuff.
他呢就说。王炳牧师啊，我呢天天传福音。
She was saying that all Pastor Ben and I every day I'm preaching, telling people about the gospel.
他说我的这个生意呢，有时候一祷告就20分钟可以，我每天在做生意。
So sometimes I pray for someone, it takes me 20 minutes, and then I don't have time to do my own work.
他说你知道吗？我的丈夫欠很多的债。
Says, do you know that my husband owes a lot of money?
我的房贷，他原来前夫的房贷是在他名下，还没还清。
And so, the mortgage under her ex-husband is also under her name, so she haven't fully paid that yet.
我记得那是10月4号星期五。
So that was on October 4th, a Friday.
我们在电话上祷告。
So we pray over the phone.
我说你寻求神的国和义。
So I told her, you seek the kingdom and the righteousness first.
神必然有人祝福。
God will eventually bless you.
我还告诉他一个事情。
And I also told her one thing.
我说你，因为他对这个钱呢，他要的时候呢，不是要的有点害羞。
Because when she asked God for money, she kind of shy.
我不知道，我们中间好多人问神要钱，是不是很害羞
？Is that you like you shy when you're asking God for money?
你不问神要钱的，下面就拼命想钱。
So if you don't ask God for money, but like after that you will be thinking about money day and night.
A lot of people
are like that. So when they talk to God about money, they kind of shy. And then after that they will spend all their
time making
money.
钱不为盈余。那天祷告完以后呢，他就很吃惊。
So after we pray and she was shocked.
那天呢做了一个记忆。
So that day she made a top sale.
过了以后呢，第二天又是第一。
The second day she also she was also.
所以大家可以传一下。第三天又是第一。
Third day also top sale.
第四天又是第一。
And fourth day also the top.
第五天又是第一。
The fifth day top.
第二天都没给我传。
And then later on she start sending me that.
那大家可以传着看一下，因为他呢可能对有一些人他不太喜欢讲是这些东西，大家可以传传。Mary wants.
Yeah,
just a slide left and right. Okay, left and right. You will see the first name is Wang. 那我为什么讲他呢
？So why do I talk about her?
我不是拿他跟大家来比较。
I'm not comparing her to the rest of us.
神呢给他一个信心，现在他心在其中。
God gave her the faith, so she's walking in that faith.
而且好多人。接触到他，他就给他们祝福。
So people came to her and she lay hands on them and prayed.
有一次，一个穆斯林的人告了他，给上级告了。
So one a Muslim actually sued her.
对，report to her, 他要。
Okay, yeah.
说他是在这个地方不应该传福音。
So the Muslim made a complaint about her, so, because she was sharing gospel.
结果他的那个大老板来呢，他聊了一下。
So later on, her boss came and talked to her.
他说你能不能也为我祷告祝福我？
我的 boss was asking her to pray for him.
他就是很简单，他说我没有做错，我就是祝福别人嘛。
And because her reason was simple, and she didn't do anything wrong. She was there to bless people.
啊，前两天还有另外一件事情。
A couple days also another thing.
为她丈夫的债务祷告。
We will pray for her husband's debt.
她就把她的丈夫还有她的表妹，我们四个人叫到一个群里面，我们就语音祷告。
So she asked her husband and also a cousin to come into a chat room with her, online chat room to pray.
因为她的丈夫欠债很重，那其中一个原因呢，别人跟她合伙做生意，别人就跑掉了。
So her husband carried a lot of debt because they were partnering, doing a partnership business with someone else, but the person left.
你知道什么事情发生吗？
Do you know what happened?
我们祷告过了几天，那个人说我要给你们还跑。
So a few days after we pray, the person who ran away came back and saying that he will pay back.
他也给我送了这个信息，那个人还跑，说写了什么东西，都他送给我，他常常跟我交流。
So Mary Wong also sent me that screenshot of the person telling them to pay back the money.
那我们先进祷告。
So we believe in prayer.
我们先进积极的祷告。
We believe in aggressive prayer.
Because the scripture says, when two or three gather together and pray, God will listen.
当
我们这样来聚集祷告时，我们就在寻求神的国和圣灵。
So when we gather together and pray, we are seeking His kingdom.
我们依靠他，信他，神是非常高兴。
So we believe in Him, we rely on Him.
所以我讲这些例子的时候呢，就是来鼓励大家，就是说，不是说每一个人都是 Mary Wong。
So I just bring forth these examples. We're not saying all of us are Mary Wong.
也不是每一个人都要像我这样。
So no, we don't want everybody to become like me.
或者像那几个牧师一样。
Or become those pastors.
那你像他做久，别人给你房子。
You work like that, or then people will give you a house.
也非得。
It's not like that.
但是呢。我们知道，就是说神的道是有规律可循的。
But we know that for God there are systematic ways for Him to work.
所以呢，我们祷告就是说，真的不要为明天忧虑。
So we pray we do not need to worry about tomorrow.
当于给。
We give fully.
因为刚才我讲的给，在证明，给是对你的一个训练，就是说谁是你的主。
So as I said earlier, giving is kind of a practice for you, so that you know who your God is.
钱是你的主还是神是你的主？
Is money your God or Jesus your God?
当神是你的主的时候呢？
When Jesus is your God.
他会让梅瑞的丈夫陶冶这个债主，债什么？来，把神会来感动他，他来还钱。
So when you are serving God, God will move.Mary Wong's husband's debt, and then the doctor will pay back.
神也喜会感动别人给你个房子。
God may also move someone to maybe give you a house too.
你要有信心。
You have to have faith.
你说我不是那个大先知，我也不是那个牧师。
You may say, okay, I'm not a pastor, I'm not a pastor.
你不要跟他比较。
Do not compare.
你是神的儿女。
You are children of God.
你跟他一样是神的儿女。
Same as them, you are children of God.
其实我好多时候我想，我说神啊，我尽心服侍你，我不要工作，神就从供给我吧。
So sometimes I think, okay, God, I am your children, I just serving you completely, and I do not need to work, just give it to me.
我常常我跟孙母讲，我说我是神的仆人，难道我要为他服侍，还要为我自己做工吗？他不是不公平吗？
So sometimes I ask my wife, I am a servant of God, how come I have to?Work for him and as well as work for myself.
我说是哪有这样的老板？我还能为我自己准备一个午餐去为他打工。
So that's not fair. How come I have to prepare my own lunch so that I can work for him? How do you have a boss like that?
但是我跟你讲，我非常感恩。
But I tell you that I'm really grateful.
神他通过另外一种方式。
God give to me through other ways.
来祝福。
To bless me.
这是他的做法。
And that's the way that he works.
我要送。
I have to submit.
让我每一分钱挣的时候都是经过我的血汗来的。
So each cent that I made is through my own labor.
但是我干。
But I I'm grateful.
因为让我能够体会到所有弟兄姐妹在职场上不容易。
So that I know the hardship that you have in within your workplace.
那我也把一切荣耀给主，他给我健康的身体。
And I also give glory to God because He gave me the healthy body.
让我能够做这个，能够做那个，做那个。
So that I can work this and I can work that.
我告诉你，我是非常非常的感恩的。
Very very grateful.
真的。我在同时，我要服侍我该服侍的人。
At the same time, I'm serving to those that I have to serve.
感谢主，我们起立一起来祷告好。
Lord, raise and pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, thank you.
主啊，是的，主，你是我们天上的父亲。
Lord, you are our Father, our heavenly Father.
主啊，你让我们不要忧虑。
You want us to stop worrying.
但是我们承认我们好多时候信心小。
But we admit sometimes we have a small faith.
我们会忧虑。
And we worry, we do worry.
我们也有很多现实的需要。
And we have a lot of needs.
好像都要通过金钱才能得到。
And even though like all needs have to be accomplished through money.
但是我们今天听到你的话语。
But today we listen to your message.
也听到别人的见证。
And we listen to other people's testimony.
主，我们再次的说，主，加给我们信心。
Again, we ask you for faith.
让我们来向前迈出一步。
So that we can walk forward.
哦，让我们更加的寻求你的国和你的义。
So that we can seek your kingdom and seek your righteousness.
我们相信你的话语，我们需要的都要加给我们。
All the things that we need will be given to us.
我们也祷告，主，你让我们不会受金钱的捆绑。
And we also pray that we will not be under the bondage of money.
让金钱要成为我们的仆人。
So that the money can become our own servant.
更重要的是让金钱在你的掌管之下。
And also the money will be under your control.
愿你来使用。
So that they can be used by you, Lord.
主啊，是的，主，我们愿意。
Yes, Lord, we're willing.
主啊，你让我们的弟兄姐妹不断的来经历。
So that our brothers and sisters can continue to walk with you.
今天你让 Mary Wong 怎么样来经历
？As you have walked with Mary Wong.
你怎么样让每一个弟兄姐妹、每一个牧者过去历代的圣徒来经历
？So each saint and all every person that have walked with you.
你让我们的弟兄姐妹也要来经历。
Help us to have the same kind of experience, the same journey.
赐给我们大的信心和你同行。
Give us a greater faith, so we can walk with you.
啊，不仅仅是得到祝福。
Not just to get the blessing from you.
而是我们灵里面有一个自由。
So that we can have, but more is to have freedom in our spirit.
啊，永远和你同行。
So that we can always be with you side by side.
能够听见你的声音。
And listen to you.
能够受你的保护。
We can have the protection from you.
能够来扩张你的国度。
We can enlarge your territory.
成为你美好的见证。
So that become a great testimony.
感谢主，赞美主。
Praise you, Lord.
奉主耶稣。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.